So we're looking at the story of Jesus raising Lazarus. If we can have, I'm going to sound like Chris Whitty, if we can have the first slide, please. So Jesus was very close friends with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were kind of like your best friend forever. And they turn up a couple of times in the stories of Jesus' life and ministry on earth. And Lazarus had got sick, as wonderfully portrayed by Yo earlier. Though I was slightly concerned, you had a bit of a COVID cough. No, okay. So Lazarus was sick, and next slide, please. We hear the Mary and Martha, they send a message. Maybe not a pigeon. I like the idea of this pigeon getting lost. Perhaps it was ended up at the temple and unfortunately was deemed pure enough for sacrifice. They sent a message to Jesus saying, Lazarus is sick, please come and help him. Please come and heal him. Come straight away. So they knew Jesus was special. They knew Jesus was God's son and that he could heal Lazarus. And Jesus kind of says, yeah, okay, let me finish what I'm doing first. Now, I'm not going to pick on my two, but I'm sure parents, you know very well, when you ask your children to do something, let me just finish this first. Or I will tidy my bedroom once I've done this or finished watching this program. Jesus was a bit like that, except he had more important things to do than play Lego or watch television. He was doing his ministry, and the time wasn't right. Next slide, please. So the first question for you guys to discuss in the people you're sat with, the people you've come with, or whoever you've got sat on the sofa with you at home, have you asked God for something, but it's taken a long time for that to happen? Go and discuss. It's always a shame to bring conversations to an end. There's kind of almost a soporific 3 o'clock in the afternoon watching the cricket hum going off. Now, I'm sure that's because it is starting to get quite warm in here. Jesus knew Lazarus was sick, but he also knew it wasn't his time. It wasn't God's time for him to go and reveal his glory, to go and heal Lazarus. And it can be so hard for us to wait for God's time. That's really hard if we're children. Let's be honest, it's really hard as grown-ups as well, waiting for God's time when we want to see things happen. We want to see things happen now. And there are so many situations in the world we want God's time to be now and not in God's time when he's ready. Next slide, please. After a couple of days, Jesus recognizes it's his time. God's told him now is the time to go, and he goes off into Judea to Bethany, which is where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived. And that was taking a big risk because the people in Judea were trying to find ways to kill Jesus. So he was taking a risk, and his disciples were a bit, are you sure? But Jesus knew that Lazarus had sadly died. There are many times where I'm sure we've had a friend who's passed, and you know that message is going to come before it happened. Jesus knew he'd passed, but actually he knew it was God's time to reveal him to himself. And Jesus meets Mary and Martha, and there's grief, there's raw emotion. People are upset because they've lost a brother, they've lost a really close friend, someone's lost their life. And Jesus reveals his fully human side because he's really moved. And we have my favorite verse in the Bible, which is just two words long, which is Jesus wept. He's just overcome with emotion. So the next question for you is, what situations or events have you seen or witnessed that have made you sad and made you cry? Discuss. Okay, I'm fairly certain I heard someone say watching Manchester United play football was the saddest thing they've... No, that wasn't quite the topic we were looking for, but I'm glad you felt moved. The rest of us were just laughing with joy. Jesus goes up to the tomb. Alan, we've had my favourite verse in the Bible. I love this bit as well. Lazarus is dead, and now he really is dead. He's so dead. He's very, very, very dead. He's been in the tomb for about 4 days. It's been really, really, very, really warm. And if you're anything like me, and I'm really glad the people at home don't have smell-o-vision, but after a day in the sun, my feet really start to pong. As in, really, really, really pong. And even that would not be as smelly as opening a tomb that's been closed for 4 days in a very warm place. The kind of, I'd love to see the look on people's faces, and Jesus says, yeah, just open that, and you're like, really? You do know what's going to happen? Jesus did know what was going to happen, and he just simply says, Lazarus, come out, which is amazing. And I love the image of Yo trying to wrap herself in bandages as we have this picture of a mummy, perhaps from ancient Egypt, coming out in a sort of zombie-like pose. It must have been fantastic and amazing, amazing to have seen that. Next slide. So what amazing things has God done for you in your life that you need to be thankful for? I'm going to take a couple of minutes to discuss it. I can look out into church, and I'm sure if I could look down the camera and look at your sofas at home and just try and ignore the fact that you're all sat in your pink onesies. There are so many things, so many amazing things that God has done for us in each of our lives, and there are so many amazing things that God has done for us, and we're all present here in this room. Jesus didn't raise Lazarus because he was his friend, he was a close friend. He didn't raise him because he loved Mary and Martha. He raised him from the dead because God has power over life and death. And this is a sign that Jesus really was God's son, that he was able to use that power from God over life and death. And it points towards what was going to happen to Jesus a little while later after the raising as Lazarus. That was kind of one of the final straws which broke the camel's back for the religious authorities. But it's amazing that Jesus was able to show just how great God is, just the power that God has over death, that we don't need to be fearful of dying, because we know God, through Jesus, has already defeated death. Amen.